what's the big man doing?
With a splash, Hard Round Phoenix.
That's 300
pounds. No.
Superplex by Strong. Handspring, double back elbow. What the hell? Oh, my gosh.
What?
No.
Oh, wow. And Pete Dunlake's finger food. Cacciozzono has a thing for toes. Was he biting his toes? Wow.
Did you
Ricochet
see
lands on his feet. Mamma mia. No. Brainbuster. Oh, my God. On the exposed floor. Gargano just drove Ricochet straight down.
Oh, my
Did
God.
Did Aleister Black just kick out of the fairy tale ending?
Not once, but twice.
Wait, the fairy tale ending, was that what?
This is incredible, Nigel.
Nobody probably
knows
how funny
oh,
this
my Woo. Gosh. You know,
what the right. hell?
Shout out to Mauro.
That's the man.
The GOAT. Man, I haven't heard Absolutely. Excitement like that since Jim Ross.
Everybody should be as excited about something like Mauro Ranallo is about calling NXT matches.
Absolutely.
For real.
Especially how, during TakeOver.
How funny hip-hop and wrestling coexist in the same vein. Rock, I'm sure you listen to the podcast that shall not be named.
Yeah, of course I do.
About the cash now.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Oh, y'all gonna have to drop some money for that.
No. Uh-uh.
What? Really? How are we making callbacks to other podcasts?
I said that shall not be named.
And I didn't I didn't do
the
it.
The only way I can get this across to him, no, Cash Down put out a diss to Tory Lanez, right?
Oh, yeah.
She said he was sucking her toes through her socks.
Oh, wow.
She also said he left his hairline on her thighs.
Beijing. The Beijing
was
on her thighs.
Anyways. Wow.
Anyway.
All right, let's move. Let's move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Matt Mania Podcast is presenting to you the most dangerous podcast in the world.
Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Brock Knowledge, the Neo X, the Villain Teak Hall, Mega Ran, G1.
Oh my God.
It's Matt Mania Podcast.
Ooh, I still can't
speak. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Tune in.
Tune in. Log on.
That actually makes sense. Tune
or
in.
Three words.
Pay
money. That money. Yo, we are back after a ridiculously long but exciting Royal Rumble weekend. Man, it's really good to be back to talk
Five
to y'all.
Days, man.
But honestly, if there was ever a day where I wanted a day off, it would have been this one. Real talk.
Oh,
just because it's just literally been wrestling, and now we get to talk about wrestling. Not that I don't like it or didn't enjoy it. I'm just like, wow. There is a such thing sometimes as too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And
so,
I'm sure you guys just want to break away from each other, man, and had to see you guys.
I know, man. I've been looking at y'all faces every single day. Tired of that. But anyway, I'm glad to be here and with my compatriots, and this is the Matt Mania Podcast episode. What? I don't know.
100 and something.
We'll figure that out.
We should know that ahead of time, but we did not.
We probably should have. We're jumping in today straight to the action because it's just been an unreal 119. It's been such an unreal week that I just want to jump right in. First of all, thank you to anybody who came out to the Ramble before the Rumble on Friday. That was incredible. How's that looking up there?
That's what I was saying.
No, we sound
they look small, but
we sound fine.
I think we're good. Okay. All right. Cool. The Ramble for the Rumble, Crescent Ballroom, they showed us plenty of love. We came out. Steel Cage folks came out. We talked wrestling. We played. What did we play? Family Feud.
Well, we played Family Feud. I'm not too sure what the Steel Cage was playing.
They were playing something else.
It was a clean sweep.
We, like, swept them.
Yeah,
all
for the Matt Mania
the
Podcast.
Board.
But before we get into all the ramblings and the wrestling, definitely want to let you the Matt Maniacs know that today's episode is sponsored again by The Muscle Hustle. If you haven't already, please go to the Matt Mania or the Instagram. Or I'm sorry, go to the Matt Mania Twitter or Instagram. There's a link in the profile. If you click that link, it'll forward you to your prospective app store, and you can download the game. It's very great. It's a top-down slingshot wrestling game with different abilities and buffs. And right now, I am now ranked 153.
In the world?
I think. I'm
out of
sure.
the world, Craig. Out of world.
I'll knock you off.
So
he's been hustling those muscles, man.
Yeah, it's been nonstop.
The code.
So the code, please go to the settings. It's, you know, the little cog. You hit that little cog.
The little cog.
And then you go to the settings and go to promo, and you want to use the code Mega Hustle, all caps, Mega Hustle. Players can input that code and get 25 gold for free, which is really dope because with 25 gold, you can actually draft pro wrestlers to your stable. Additionally, what we want to do, or what I want to do, if it's okay with y'all, I want to go ahead and do a competition to the first 10 Matt Maniacs who can show proof via screenshot that they downloaded the game, that they use Mega Hustle, hit the screenshot. If they post it to the Matt Mania and the Muscle Hustle Twitter, I will take those 10, put them into a drawing, and I will get them a professional wrestler for their stable. And let me tell you, getting these pros early on in your stable is very, very crucial. And we have about 5 pros to give away. So, again, you got to use the link in the Matt Mania Twitter and Instagram, and it'll forward you for the download, and then use the code Mega Hustle. And I'll be also posting everybody's player codes in the Matt Mania pinned tweets. That way, you can add us all as your wrestling tag team partners.
Hey,
yo, and I just want to add top of that Neo, your voice sounds like shit.
Yeah, we all hustling.
In case the Mad Maniacs couldn't tell,
the struggle is real right now.
Not the illustrious voice.
You think his voice sounds like shit?
Yeah, okay.
That was me yesterday. I feel you. He's drinking tea right now.
Everybody's drinking beer.
We should all be drinking tea, but instead we're drinking beer. Neo literally cried when I brought out beer because this has been a beer filled weekend.
Oh God,
man, I gotta thank Cobra for the unlimited tabs
Much
we had.
Love. Oh, wow.
Yes, it was rather lit. We had unlimited tabs. We had unlimited tokens. I mean, I was literally a kid in the candy store. And
Played all the games.
I went
free.
A little too hard, but it was amazing.
I've never seen Raheem tipsy before.
Yeah, but additionally, again, we did bring the thunder to the valley. We really did. We did nothing but promos. And again, we showed our appreciation to everyone who showed up. Everyone who brought a flyer or everyone who brought a ticket, they got 20% off their tab also.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're just a simple podcast from the streets of Phoenix.
But
you know?
What did we do?
But somehow this weekend we just splashed into the promotional game.
Yeah.
Y'all got to respect us out there in these streets.
We Facts. Became promoters, so be on the lookout for hopefully more events. Shout-outs to everybody who came through. So let's get it started. First, Friday, Ramble. Any show I do, anything I put together or have any part in, I get extremely nervous about it.
Oh, yeah, of
day
course.
Of making sure it happens correctly, making sure people can get in, making sure there's seating, making sure, you know, everything is just perfect. And I was really nervous, but it all came through. My crew was there holding me down, and we made it happen, man. And I'm very, very pleased with the attendance we had. We got, I think we had about 90, almost 100 people, and we had chairs out. We talked. We had some good fun.
Yeah, I definitely
we did
appreciate
our predictions.
The way Cobra set those, Crescent set those chairs up.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if chairs were going to be a good idea. We couldn't decide whether or not it was going to work, but actually I think chairs were good. Then they moved the chairs. Bear Ghost had a great performance.
It actually looked like a dope. I never Andy thought of Savage. Crescent being a place where
With the ill live violin.
Where people would do like, you know, just shows to listen to like people talking. People.
Yeah, they said they had done it before. They're like, oh, we've done live podcasts. We got you. And I was like, oh, thanks. Andy Savage with Joseph Bills and the young lady on the live violin killed it doing the WWE
theme. I got her
themes.
Information immediately.
So dope. I look forward to hearing more from them.
Violin on one of my beats.
She killed it. She killed it. So that was awesome.
Yeah, they took care of us, man. It was dope. Crescent really I've been there before and done shows, but this is the first one that I was involved in that we put together. But they were great.
They were, man. They were really awesome. They showed us a lot of love.
Wow.
I appreciate it. I had to leave early, well, most of us did, to catch Zealot Pro Wrestling. Shout out to Zealot.
Before we left, though, I did catch some of Bear Ghost's set. Shout out to Bear Ghost. They closed.
Yeah,
Bear Ghost is fly. Too. That was my first time seeing them. They were amazing.
Yep. I love them. They're so good, so professional, just super fun vibes.
Shouts to Maddox.
I had to bounce Maddox, their manager. I was like, yo, hold it down. I got to run. And he took care of everything.
He's always dope.
Always a good dude. So we go over to Zealot. Zealot is already underway, but we got there in time to catch the end of the tournament. We saw a lot of great matches. We missed the moment that went sort of viral. There was a Joey Ryan moment that
with the Infinity Gauntlet.
With the Infinity Gauntlet that might have I don't know, topped some of the other stuff that he's done in the past. Like he took this to a new level. So this went pretty viral. I saw Barstool Sports, I think a couple other sites, like kind of jacking people's videos and posting them up, and they got huge views, and that's usually the sign of something big.
Shout out to Lynx and Zealot, you out here making noise.
Exactly. And be sure to follow them on their social medias. They just posted a tweet that they have another announcement coming soon. So, what is it going to be? So
who's
going to
be taking on that inaugural Zealot heavyweight champion?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Devin Sparks.
Yeah, the American Kaiju.
The American Kaiju, the first ever Zealot Pro Wrestling champion. After that, they had an after show performance by myself. So I got to get up in the ring, do some rapping.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Almost got speared.
And on top of you doing some great rapping in there, sir, I mean, we also had some dope commentary there by the Quincy Jones Show.
Yes.
They drove all the way from
Texas, right?
From Southern Cali.
California, Riverside.
Yeah, they came
through. I believe it's where they reside. Came through to do the commentary.
Major shouts for them.
They've been doing promotional for it, doing the bracket videos on Instagram and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's dope that they linked up because that's some of the homies.
You also saw some rap royalty out there.
Yeah, well, indeed. I was going to say that we had some special guests in the building.
So the whole time I'm texting with West Side Gun, not the name drop, but this is just really how it happens. He texts when he lands, is like, yo, I'm out here, what's good? And I was like, well, we going to this Zealot wrestling thing, you know, in an art gallery. He's like, yo, that sound fly. Sound like something I would be involved in. So I was like, pull up. He comes through with Green Lantern.
With Green Lantern, DJ Green Lantern.
Yep. They pull up.
The
legendary.
The evil genius.
Yep.
And so they pull up, and it's a great term, man. It's a great vibe. They come through. I perform. Teak and I do our NWO joint. We have a lot of fun. We in the ring. We take some photos. We're getting to chill out. And it's a real, real fun vibe. So shout outs to Lynx for doing that. It was a great venue. I thought the Unexpected Art Gallery was a good spot.
Yeah, it was a dope setup
for the wrestling event.
Where's that located at?
7th Ave and Pope Street.
Okay.
Like in the cut kind of, but close to my house. But it's really cool.
Shout out to all the dope in-ring talent, but more specifically, the match I was really impressed with, Ruby Ray's versus Viper. Shout out to both of you ladies, because y'all went hard. Y'all literally murdered each other, man. Viper's took that suplex on the floor, took that chair punch to the face. Mm. Yeah, concrete floor. We in an art gallery.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can talk about Becky and Charlotte all day. This was like, man, they was getting cracking.
One thing that I also enjoyed was when you did the performance, literally everyone was around the ring, ringside.
That was cool. It was Lumberjack style.
Yeah, it was Lumberjack.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's hitting the apron. It felt good.
See, that was one of the best things that I quite enjoyed. Just that. I figured that would be, like, if you could do more of that, that way you have, like, 360, autometry. That way you could just move around, and see everybody.
I would like to do more concerts like that. Like, let's get wrestling rings at more rap shows.
Well, I'm saying I'm glad.
SCW,
I'm glad you got a chance to perform in a ring. I had previously performed in a ring myself.
That's how we met.
Yeah. It was at the show where I met G1. That
we
I
were saying it's like a rite of passage for rappers to play rap into it.
Westside was telling us that he had just performed in the ring at Yams Day because they had the ring set up, so everybody there was performing in the ring.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, and it just looks dope. Man.
And I sent y'all the video of Flatbush Zombies and Denzel Curry doing their things in the ring. Mm. So, I mean, it's dope. It's something different, and those real the ones, as we say, for the culture. With the wrestling shit, holding it down with it.
Wrestling. And just to kind of further along, like the the gravity of the matches that they had. I mean, again, you had
the gravitas.
Oh, it was amazing. They did so much that, and I wish you were there to see it, but if you weren't, I'll just catch you guys up. So you had
quick question before you go through all that. Do they have any plans on streaming it? Did they stream it the night of? Are they going to be putting it up for people can see? Was anybody there recording?
They didn't
tell. I don't know the logistics of those.
I think you had to be there.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, it would have been great if they just recorded it and threw it on YouTube.
Right.
But, I mean, I didn't see any camcorders, to be honest.
Okay. Hey, we'll find out. And if we find out, we'll put it up on Twitter. Please follow Matt Mania Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
Matt Mania Pod on Instagram.
You'll just see still pictures and hear stories.
Mm-hmm. So you had the king of the wrist lock. Remind me his name again. Jack Jameson. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
So Jack Jameson, he cut this very, very emotional promo in the ring at the end. That he basically opened up his heart to everyone at the Unexpected Art Gallery at Zealot Pro Wrestling.
Well, for those who haven't been following Jack Jameson,
yeah,
he man, like he's making like a 160. You know, he's doing a whole turnaround from how he was.
He looks good.
He was going through I think like some depression or whatever. He was doing a lot of drinking, so he had to go to rehab for that.
So again,
yeah, this guy looks great. I think he said he dropped like 30 pounds. Yeah.
I'm used to him being much bigger.
Yeah.
I've called matches or announced matches with him, and it was just really good to see him in different spirits. Crazy positive spirits and a lot of weight off of him. And he's ready, man. He's ready to go back in and hit the ground running and hit them ropes and get it cracking.
So with that, he would cut this tremendous babyface promo thanking all of us and, you know, on his journey and really going to, you know, almost at the point of crying. And then Ricky Mandel. The dastardly Ricky Mandel.
That's my dude.
That doll talking, Johnny Mundo, broke ass looking, runs in the ring, hits him with the forearm.
Are you cutting a promo right now?
Right. Yeah. Because right, it was emotional.
You dastardly. You. Oh, you scoundrel. You
know, why?
That son of a gun.
You son of a.
So, yeah, that ended the show with an open end, so maybe we'll see more. Hoping to see more from Zealot. It's Links Kinetic's first ever wrestling show they put on, and I would
salute
say it's a success. Links. So, yeah, mad props.
Much more success for you in the future, man. We counting on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, what happened after that? So, it's time to leave.
After that, we're
packing up, and we're like, yo, let's get some food. And I suggest a fine dining establishment in Phoenix that I really like called Welcome Diner.
Good choice.
I was looking forward to that.
I tell Green and I tell Westside, yo, this place is good. Nah, they had more simple taste in mind. They decided they wanted Marley's.
So hold on, let me tell you.
Oh, that's simple.
Nah, I want.
So I'm in
wings
the whip
and
with
fries.
The, yeah, we ride over there to Welcome Diner. It's packed.
Of course.
First off, there's no seating, so we're waiting to be seated. We tell them it's like six of us. They're like, oh, well, we only got two tables that'll sit that unless y'all want to sit outside. So, but there was like a couple seats at the bar. So I was like, Wes, I'm like, you've been talking about like you've been flying and stuff, ain't got a chance to eat or whatever. I'm like, you and Green can go sit at the bar till the rest of the guys get here. We'll figure it out. So we go over there and look at the menu. He's like, I don't want none of this shit.
That's funny.
It was too like, fancy for
yeah, me. Yeah, he said that. He was like, man, I don't need the He was like, I don't need, like, the best food, no gourmet meals. He was like, I just want some boneless wings and some fries.
Chicken nuggets. That dude want chicken nuggets?
That's what
he
said.
The fly god, yo.
The fly god eats simple. I mean, I ain't mad at that. So, Marley's was the plan.
Oh, wow.
So, go to Marley's. And then, they don't like the food. Big surprise.
We get to Marley's just 5 minutes before they close.
Oh, yeah. Marley's food is trash.
They said all we can get is appetizers. So, we order appetizers. He ordered boneless wings. He got them.
Chicken nuggets.
They did not look like chicken nuggets, and that's probably why he had an issue with him. He got them, and he was like, what the fuck is these?
What is this? I asked for boneless wings.
I told him they looked at like grilled chicken strips, like
yeah,
not even
like,
breaded, like grilled
was,
chicken
like,
strips
yeah.
that was like diced up or something strip. Or whatever, like cut into pieces with sauce.
I would have made that into a sandwich. I would have never served it on a plate.
True. He was like, they'd never get his cosign or his business again.
It's messed up.
Jesus.
Except for that waitress. Lord.
That was the end of the first night. So
yeah, we all went our separate ways.
Now that we go our separate ways. Next day, Saturday, NXT day. Did you watch NXT, Rock?
Well, first off, we had access all day.
So
yes.
Shout out to TJP, who came through with some access tickets.
Yes, sir.
And so we go to access. I don't really know what I was expecting from access. I went to access for like 20 minutes at Mania a few years ago, and I was like, meh. So we walk in. There's little cardboard cutouts of like Triple H pointing at you, and you can hold the title and cool
the best
stuff.
Thing
hey, I want my pictures, man.
Oh yeah, I got pictures. Your phone died, probably. I got some pictures.
Text.
I'll send them to you. But so that was cool, man. But the best part, we saw a wrestling ring, and as we look, we see Keith Lee, and we're like, "Yo, that's Keith Lee. Let's go over there and see
best
this match."
In my glory.
And we get there, and the match is over. So we missed that match. But
there
then
were a lot of more. A
who
lot
came
more
out
matches.
Next? Like Velveteen or something?
Man,
like, no, no. Umberto came out next.
Carrillo.
Who did he wrestle?
Carrillo.
Say that in the mic.
Carrillo.
Basically, for those of you that didn't know what was going on, basically there's the WWE Worlds Collide tournament that is going on between NXT, NXT UK, and the 205 Live brand. So they brought out
Saturday
on WWE Network.
Look out for us. We might be in there.
Absolutely. We'll be there right there yelling and shit. So they brought out some of the best for this fan event with this open seating. I mean, everybody from Velveteen Dream to Adam Cole, baby. Mm-hmm. And
Heavy Machinery.
Somebody who we've been talking about all weekend, Walter.
It's crazy because people thought he would never wrestle in the U.S. So, like, seeing him was like, oh, shoot, okay.
Pete Dunne.
We saw
the
Pete
Bruiserweight, boy.
We saw a lot
Tyler
of really
Bate. I'm
top
talking about,
talent.
Man.
Your homie Wolfgang from the Gallows.
Wolfgang.
The NXT UK women's title was on the line. Toni Storm came through, did her thing against Rhea Ripley. That was great match. Great match.
And this was all for the fans who went to Access. They did it two times. They did part of the tournament during the day. They had another show in the afternoon that they did the tournament with. And, yeah, this was awesome. I mean, this was my first time going to Access. I know this isn't something that they normally do.
Right. This is the first Rumble Access. And, like, I think they had matches at the other one during Mania, but not, like, not this.
Yeah,
it's usually, like,
not
you know.
This caliber.
This was amazing. They showed Phoenix love.
So I would say it was worth it. And then we found, like, the free picture area, and we're like, oh, let's go take some pictures with some guys. And then there was, like, who do we get pictures with?
Gallows and Anderson.
The Revival.
The Revival.
Gender and the
yes.
Things. Pete Dunne.
Shout out to my boy Flash Morgan Webster from NXT UK. That's my dude.
Who else?
Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight, man.
I said that.
Pete Dunne.
Oh,
yeah,
he did
said
say
that.
I'm sorry.
So, overall, I thought I had a really dope time doing it. So, we were sitting there chilling and... A fun story to tell. You can tell this part.
Oh, no. I was gonna say, and we got Teek and I got pictures with a tired Kurt Angle. He was tired.
Kurt wasn't there for it. He wasn't having it.
Yeah, he was tired. And then I think my favorite picture, of course, was probably the second picture with Otis and Doze, Tucky Knight and Otis.
Oh,
Doze.
You got a great picture.
Yeah, the one that you took was good, and those guys are cool. They were sitting there joking around with Neo while he was taking a picture.
Thanks.
I think he said something like you guys are a great tag team or something, and he was like, "Yeah, we always tag team it, brother."
The other one was where he. He had that heated cup treatment that sticks onto the skin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, you had them heat balls on your skin? He's like, sucking balls?
He's or real good sports. I like that.
Oh, those would be
sucking
man.
Balls. So that was dope. Now, then we're walking around. I think they're like, oh, they're trying to kick us out because there's an early session, a late session. And we're like, oh, we got to go. And then I see somebody I know. Bing.
Shout out to Chad.
Something just happens in my mind where I was like, you know what? Let me see if Chad remembers me. So I go up, say hi, and he's like, yo, hey.
Yeah.
We start talking.
I didn't remember his name at all. No, well, you knew him from Face, but you didn't even remember where you
I didn't know
met
where I knew
Chad
him from.
At.
Turns out, when I met him, he wasn't working with WWE. He was working with Wally Mania or MLW.
Yes,
and he was like the door guy.
Funny how people come up. And that's then, boom. I'm like, he was the guy that got us backstage at Wally
Mania. A year later, he's the WWE's guy.
That's crazy.
So, yo, that's
still
running
seats.
Never burn a bridge in this business, Chris.
Oh, God.
You can go anywhere. So I start talking to him. He's just like, hey, man, y'all going to NXT? I was like, we're going to buy
some tickets, man.
I was like, we'll see. He's
like, y'all ain't got tickets already?
He's like, oh, no, you good. Here, let me, what's your full name?
Like, I could change that.
How many you need? Bam, sends the text. Like, all right, see you there.
Quick.
I was like, yo.
Great seats, too.
So shout out to the homie Chad.
Chad.
Now, just 5 minutes later, I get a call from Mr. Westside Gunn. Gunn's like, No, I'm just kidding.
That's how he texts. He got a call, so that's what he actually say when you
answer the phone. Answer the phone is doot, 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 doot. I was like, yo, what's up? He's like, yo, man, I'm chilling, about to go to NXT. I was like, he's like, y'all got tickets? I was like, well, we might, but I don't really, I mean, maybe, I don't know. He's like, well, check it. I got front row, and I got two extras for you and Teak. Let's go. I was like, what? So we went from no tickets
to front row tickets
to, well, a bunch of tickets.
To comp
a bunch
tickets,
of damn tickets.
From comp tickets to front row tickets.
Oh, so, God.
Shout out to Wes again. We got to bring home chairs and see the action.
Yeah. Shout out to my homie. He came through and held it down.
Man.
Met up with him and Green again. Green was with him.
Definitely a pleasure meeting both them guys, especially awesome. As a music producer, man.
And, he's a big wrestling head, so, you know. I'm like, he always posts it when he talks about the stuff. I told Randy, he always be like, oh, the rest of these dudes out here that's jocking this wrestling stuff, I don't see them at none of the events and stuff like
that.
Real,
he true. Said that.
Wes be there, and we were there, and we were talking about wrestling while we were there. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just there to be seen.
Yeah. No, he was into the action.
He took a picture in that ring, too.
He was talking about who's going to be coming up from NXT and just all that stuff.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Yeah,
he's one of us.
I will. Yeah, I absolutely will say he's one of us, man. Like, he's a Matt Maniac.
That's dope.
Matt Mania approved. Yep. Bam, stamped.
We can definitely say that now.
So let's talk about something that everybody can join in the conversation. Best match of TakeOver. Rock, what you think?
Oh, man.
It's tough.
I got a
controversial opinion, but.
I want to
hear y'all. I want to hear y'all's thoughts.
I mean, Gargano and it was Gargano and
Ricochet.
And Ricochet was great.
That was awesome.
Aleister Black and Tommaso Ciampa was great.
Mm-hmm.
The women's match wasn't bad either.
No, it wasn't bad.
Shayna and Bianca.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes, did you hear about Sam Roberts? Like, apparently went in on Bianca during the pre-show. Like, got, like, really upset. Like, I don't even know why she's on this TakeOver card.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't belong. Like,
Bianca Blair, he was going
Yeah,
hard.
He was like, I don't even understand this. Like, she's not in the same class.
Damn, what a hater.
As any of the other Jeez. Women right now. Like, she doesn't belong on this card. This is a mistake.
Hate.
A lot of hate.
That's terrible.
I mean, I don't know if she's not ready for Shayna Baszler. Like, if she would have beat her, I would have been, like, really, really confused and surprised.
I'm sorry. In my opinion, I think she should have beat her. That's just me.
But I mean, the point ain't really being ready, right? Because just like nobody was ready for Asuka, it's like,
right. It happened.
It's just a strong Trash showing. Girl.
But how do you get on the pay-per-view, though? You gotta be ready to get
on
the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, you haven't been watching NXT.
Yeah, I've been watching.
So then you know that they had build-up.
But he's saying she didn't deserve to get those victories.
Right. He know
well,
good
she's
damn well.
Undefeated. On NXT.
You better say that right. Bianca is undefeated.
She's got a point there.
Thank you,
True.
D1.
True.
So, I
good
mean,
emphasis there.
Undefeated people get moved up. They get their shots.
I guess he's saying, like, the push is not deserved. Like, she can be undefeated, but he's saying, like, the push wasn't deserved.
He's an announcer. Who was he to say
and they
to
need,
get pushed?
They need an opponent. You know, it's just.
I mean, he's just a pre-show guy, isn't he?
Right.
I literally think I thought the same exact thing about as great as Sasha Banks is. Like, she what did she do in the last 2 months to deserve a match against Ronda? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
She did nothing but lose.
But was it?
Y'all sound like Corey Graves right now.
Was it her?
It's egregious.
She's gonna stab her in the back, just like she always
does. I
feel
like this. Was it Sasha Banks deserving to get the match, or was it Ronda saying you're one of the best, so I want to fight you also? Because
but she hyped her up so that
she hyped her up
so that we would believe she had a chance, just like they did with Finn Balor.
But Ronda did have great matches with Charlotte when she was fighting Charlotte. when we were all during when Sasha was
Sasha was jobbing at that time when Charlotte and Becky were going after Ronda. Where was Sasha?
No, you're saying now. I'm saying Sasha has been there.
Yeah,
she's been to the mountaintop.
But what has she done lately, though? Is what I was saying.
Ain't that many women.
What have you done
that
lately?
Ain't that many women that have been up at that point. So you you can't just start putting Ronda against
somebody
the lower tier. So she's got to make her way through all the women who have accomplished something.
She fought the
Bellas when the Bellas didn't do shit.
True, that was on like legacy because the Bellas had the name. So I get that. Back to takeover.
What is your controversial?
I just didn't think this takeover was fire like any of the previous ones.
Overall,
I mean, I thought
we missed the first match.
It takeovers, wasn't. Granted, we did miss the first match, and maybe that
looked
match
like
was
they
amazing.
Had the first match looked like
it wasn't as good as it wasn't as like fire all the way through as the previous and a takeover.
Yeah,
I'll give y'all that. It was a great card.
I say like, but and it's not saying it's bad. I'm saying that the other takeovers have been 11s. You know what I mean? So you know, this one's a 9, so it's like,
take this with a grain of salt, but I did read a story that indicated that Vince McMahon wanted to tone down TakeOver because he didn't want TakeOver to be the talk of the weekend.
I believe it.
Because all the other TakeOvers end up being
the talk of the weekend.
They're better overall shows.
What's Neo?
So, me personally, I quite enjoyed Cassius Ohno versus Matt Riddle. The physicality.
The feet.
See, I didn't. That's the one match where I was like, I didn't give two fucks. I'm not on the bro train, and Cassius Ohno is whatever his name is.
That finish was brutal. I was like,
And the toe in mouth. I'm sorry, nah, fam.
So the fact that Cassius Ohno was always been such a good sport.
Yeah.
You know, he was, you know, your gatekeeper for NXT, and he was such a good sport. But the story behind that. He basically said he was getting tired of getting stepped on. Mm-hmm. He was getting tired of being used this way. He said the next person who gets called up,
I'm going after them.
And he stuck true to his gun. It was relentless. Ever since the last NXT TakeOver show, although he took a big L in 5 seconds, he came back and showed a different side to Cassius Ohno, which I thoroughly enjoyed. So I like the character development in that aspect. You know, and I think the match of the night for me, oh boy, I think it was definitely Gargano and Ricochet. That was fire.
I agree.
I enjoyed the Dream sitting ringside with two thotties.
That was great.
And Gino Rivera, shouts out to Gino was there.
So I got a question for everybody.
Okay.
Where's Lars?
Yo, MC nobody Lars. Knows, dude.
MC Lars?
Supposed to be getting called up to Raw, right?
It might not be happening. This guy had a whole video package.
I think he
about
threw his own chance
up.
Away. He proved he wasn't reliable.
This guy was not on NXT TakeOver. He was not on Rumble. If it was any time to bring him up,
done.
It would have been the Raw or the SmackDown after, and he also didn't come up.
And he's also hasn't been referenced in the past couple of weeks with all the other NXT callers.
Right, they stopped doing the video package.
No more videos. Maybe EC3 will now get a chance to speak on camera.
Top
1%. So here's...
What about the DIY reunion at the end?
Yo, that was dope.
Right?
The guy in front of me was like trying to call that. He was like, "Yo, I think they're gonna work together. Yo, they're gonna be friends. They're gonna be a tag team. I think that's what's gonna happen." And I was like,
"I call that too.
I could see that happening.
That'd be crazy."
And then boom, look at that.
They both got the main titles.
Yeah, that was cool to be like, all right, they had to go their separate ways. They had to both get an attitude, get a title. And then they come back together. That's great.
That's crazy.
This is the longest long-term story ever done.
They let this
in
one
NXT.
Run for a long
probably
time.
Probably in WWE
really
in like the last 10 years.
It was a year.
I was
it
surprised
was a year.
That neither one came out in the other one's match.
I thought that was going
to happen. So yeah. I thought after nobody came out during Gargano's match, I knew that Gargano was going to come out during Chyna's match and interfere.
And the fact of the matter is, they just elevated the story to a different level now.
Yeah.
It's been elevated so high. That the possibilities for this type of story are definitely endless.
You can go anywhere
with this now. You have the top two almost bad guys now in NXT who are running shit, and hopefully we get a good payoff at Mania.
Yo, because the funny thing is that like YouTube channels and things like that who weren't there, who didn't get to see the after
Oh, the brawl.
That's right.
The Melee brawl afterwards.
Yeah.
Who reported on NXT TakeOver was reporting it as, oh, they both held their titles up, but afterwards the camera went on Gargano and he was looking at Ciampa, giving him this eye like, oh yeah, I got this title, but I'm gonna be coming after your title. And so
they sent one message to TV.
Yeah.
But the people there got a different message.
What if they do a, they've done it, this is old school, but what if you had a title for title at TakeOver at Mania?
I would love to see
that.
That'd
not be
super dope.
We never
Why
get
not?
One, so yeah.
Undisputed NXT champion.
I'm okay with that.
They hell
unify
yeah.
the belts. Like,
oh my,
that would be crazy. Ooh.
God,
I mean, they just started.
The I wasn't talking about unification. I was just saying they just go belt for belt, like Warrior Hogan.
Both.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, when it gets both,
because I kind of feel like Gargano is kind of walking that fine line right now. Of is he going to be full on heel or is he going to go full baby? He's a tweener now.
He's a true tweener.
Because people want to cheer for him, but he's also doing some things where you're like,
he's doing dirty stuff.
Come on, Johnny.
But we love him because he's the underdog.
Well, isn't that what you said that Ricochet said something about? Is he going to?
What?
I could have sworn Ricochet was like trying to figure out which Gargano was he going to
get. Which Johnny going to get? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny fought that match clean, though. I mean, at least
at
least until the end, Rob was going to say, at least he pulled the mat up.
I'm not going to call that heel.
Is that heel or just desperation?
That's heel.
I guess that's heel.
So that was heel.
Watch that, Mike.
He pulled it up.
He thought about it. Okay. You remember that?
Yeah.
He thought about it. He thought about ripping
and
the mat.
And at first he wasn't going to do it.
He was like, man, I can't wrestle this way. I'm Johnny Wrestling.
Okay.
Mega Man, I'm Johnny Wrestling.
And then at the WOW.
And then what happened? He's like, no, I can't beat this high-flying human gift machine.
Yeah,
I'm going to take it there.
And Dave, remember I was saying to you and the Owl, I'm like, listen, if you want to win, he going to pull that mat up. He going to do what he got to do. And sure enough.
Desperation, he did.
Sure enough, he did. Teak, your favorite match at TakeOver?
My favorite match would be the Ricochet and Gargano match. It was just a match that match took the wind out of the building as far as, it made the There was somebody who was sitting by me, behind us, who was booing the Ciampa.
Aleister Black.
That's crazy.
And that made
and
me
just
mad.
Saying,
yeah.
He's back there like, oh, nobody cares about this match. Oh, can this hurry up and end?
You don't care about this match.
Right.
Like, bro, go home. This is the last match. Like, what are you doing here?
But the match did start off slower or whatever, but these are two guys that you got to understand, like, this match is, like, character-driven off of their characters.
Yes.
Like, neither one of these guys are running around and like not saying that they don't
methodical.
Do flips and stuff exactly, but they're definitely more they started off with like regular wrestling hoes and stuff like
they're
that
not as animated
and then built into telling a story of the heel versus
it's
the,
classic
the face.
In-ring psychology which goes into
but after you get a spot fest like Ricochet and
oh
Gargano,
god
that's
god.
What I'm saying you know
yes
you can't re- yeah a fan that's looking for that again is going to be disappointed So overall, I think, like I said, this show was good. It just wasn't as super fire as the previous, but
and that was my favorite match of the night, by the way.
I agree.
Gargano and Black number one because I'm an Aleister Black stan and I'm very open about that. And number two, that is classic in ring psychology at its finest. That's the stuff that personally I watch wrestling for.
I think the best thing that I saw that night though was Bianca Belair's family. With sweatshirts
that she made with the braid
on it. With a braid hanging
on
the sweatshirt.
Oh, that's dope.
That they were spinning.
Bianca makes her own costumes, which is something I did not know.
Yeah, I read that she did her.
She took fan art from somebody on Instagram and made a whole costume out that fan art.
Wow, that's
crazy. Shout out to Bianca.
I would say like my runner up though, because I went home and watched it, was the
The tag match? Yes, absolutely.
Which one? The first one?
The Undisputed Era and
War Raiders.
Yeah. Man, War Raiders intro was
fire. Such that
fire.
We missed that one
oh my
in
God.
Person. But
why did we miss that? I don't know.
Getting food.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, we were eating.
Yeah.
Actually, we were at Fired Pie.
The pre-show, they gave the NXT awards. It was quite hilarious watching Zelina Vega cut down Johnny Gargano. Like, literally, like, chopped him down, like, like, bro, you just got murked by Zelina. Because
he won
they
something
got,
that Andrade didn't.
They got the match of the year TakeOver and the previous
Rumble. Philly,
which is arguably one of the best
one
matches I've ever seen in my life.
Matches ever.
And Johnny's talking, and then all of a sudden you hear that familiar voice. And she cut his ass down.
Nice.
So that was dope, and she was looking lovely.
Zelina is
Miss Black.
The GOAT.
Yeah, right.
So moving forward,
right?
That's a weird couple. But hey, it works for them.
Hey, you know.
So moving on. So that was Saturday night. Yep. After the show, what do? We go to Cobra. We hang out a little bit. Cobra's fun again. That wasn't the night I DJ'd.
That wasn't our official party that we.
So
threw.
we just hanging out at Cobra. More drinking.
Were they throwing like their own like wrestling themed after party Saturday?
Yeah, so we had like wrestling on the screens and we're just playing music and chilling. Sunday, so it's Royal Rumble time. We get there. Royal Rumble starts at like 10 a.m. Right? No, I'm just
kidding. This was a
super long show, bro.
Yeah,
Royal Rumble might still be going on. I don't know.
Before that, we
had a chance to stop by Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Really fun show to see him talking, giving some Vince McMahon stories.
Oh, man.
The ones that he said that he couldn't say on the podcast were insane. Oh, I would love to talk to you about those off mic.
Oh, man.
Crazy stories.
You just need to pay that money.
Oops. Did I talk about a podcast? It was live. Come on.
You do it live.
You guys buried me when I went to watch Kevin Smith.
Yeah, you keep calling him Kevin James.
You did tell him that he couldn't talk about that. So
you're right. Okay, so I'm down a dollar, and so is Teague and Rock.
I get dragged into it.
Teague dragged you. No, actually, it was Teague.
We didn't say a name. Okay, we did.
All right, so that was fun. Time to go to the Rumble. Should I talk about the finesse we pulled to get everybody on the floor?
First off, shout out to Talking Stick Arena. Shout out to Chase Field.
Oh, God.
Before any of the finessing went on, those guys took care of us.
They did.
And got us tickets. So
true, they did.
Exactly. So, and they were good tickets. Not going to lie. Chase Field is just rather big.
It's a big spot.
It was huge. The floor was huge lights. From the TV, from watching
but the floor. Yeah, they were lights.
So
I heard about the lights.
So even
lights
though the were tickets annoying. Were good, like they were low, it was just so far away from the ring.
From the ring.
It's a big ass place when you so, yell
yo, can the
baseball.
Burial of the week be my back? Because that I would love to bury my back.
We were going to bury you for not being buried. There. But shit. Your back should count a part. Yeah. So we'll bury your back too.
Yeah, bury my back.
Bury your back.
Double bury.
So here's what happened. I was like, man, I knew the Steel Cage Boys had two extra floor seats. And I was like, you know what? I'll help them out. They're about to eat this cost for these tickets. I will cop one from y'all. And so I sit on the floor. Now, it's like the back of the floor section. Not complaining, but it wasn't like the best seat. So I start slowly creeping up walking as I around. See seats are empty. And then I just get up and walk. And I'm just walking all around like a shark. And I was just like, open seat. Whoop, jumped in. Then I see some other friends. Shout out to Derek from Vegas, Crystal from Vegas. I see them sitting down. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sit with y'all. Hey. And so I sit down. And then I realize that they're not checking tickets to let people onto the floor. So I send the text to the boys like, hey, just come down the ramp. Just walk down. I'll text you my ticket just in case. But they're not going to look. I don't think they looked, did they?
No, I didn't get. Well, I got stopped.
Well, T got stopped. Y'all made it through.
I got stopped. Sorry. So I got stopped when I went to go get us food. I got stopped on my way down. But the fact that I had a bunch of food and I was fumbling food and then I was gimmicking my phone, I'm like, man, my ticket's on my phone. Hold on. Can you hold this?
Hold my pizza.
He held on to my pizza and I put my drink on top of the pizza. And then I'm like, I took a picture of the ticket because if you do a mobile order, you can't transfer the ticket. Mm-hmm. He's all like, you're right. Go ahead. I'm like,
Got him. So
yo, I just got through by pulling the Teak move.
Teak just bully footed.
When people tell me to stop, I just keep going.
And when bro and them say move, I'm moving because I don't stick around.
Tell me to stop, I just keep going.
Listen, words to live by.
That is words to live by.
As soon as he hit me, as loud as it was in that place, he was like, "Yo, come to the floor. I'm gonna hit you with the ticket. I'm gone. I ain't talking. I'm gone, and I'm there."
So we pulled it off. We had to sit kind of like across from the aisle of each other, but we were on the floor in a really dope spot and able to see the whole action, except we couldn't see entrances because we're on the floor and everything's flat.
Right, and Chase and whoever the people whose ideas it was not to have the little graphics. Because we didn't get the graphics that they showed on the...
Well, you can't get them in real life.
No, they can't.
They were added in post.
Well, but they have screens. They could have...
Oh, they could have had them on the screen. I did notice that.
So you notice how during the intros, they did those crazy graphics? I mean, were they cool or...
They were dope.
They were cool.
They were very cool.
They wasn't as good as the ones from, like, Mania from last year.
Mania's was crazy. Yeah.
The whole stage was, like, a 3D shit.
Yeah. So I was like, man, we can't see anything. So, but other than that...
They didn't even play the entrances on the...
Yeah, so we didn't see the person walking at all. Like, we just heard the music.
Yeah, like, I was expecting a bigger stage, considering.
Was the TitanTron, so it would be, like, Aleister Black's name going.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, that was cool, but the show was great. All right, so let's talk about it. Show took forever. We'll skip pre-show.
Damn near 5 hours.
Any moments of this show that, like, stick out to you? Give me a moment.
Oh, you're saying damn near 5 hours, but combined with the pre-show was 7 hours.
I will not skip the pre-show because the cruiserweight match, what I saw on the screen with the light shining in my eye,
with the
twinkle in my eye, Daddy,
was
lit. It was amazing. It was great.
Give me some.
Oh, yeah, rock that.
I heard.
That's who you're sharing the burial with. Yes.
I thought it was good.
Yes.
Your back will be sharing the burial with the lights.
I saw many tweets about
a lot of people.
People
were chanting, like, turn the light off or whatever.
Yeah.
So we can't. Well, okay, outside of that, we don't skip the pre-show. However, they had a callback to the pre-show because Lana got hurt in the pre-show.
Yeah, she did indeed.
Way to go with continuity, WWE. She gets hurt in the pre-show, so now she can't compete, and then that affects some things later. Now,
well, you pretty much knew what was going to happen.
But we knew. We knew. And we here's what's weird. Not Rhonda. Becky, the man, respects the rules so much that she's out there trying to get the okay to go in the ring. Nia Jax just goes in the ring.
Yeah, Nia like, didn't give no fucks.
I don't care. You going to stop me? Get out of here. Boom. Goes in the ring.
Come here, Truth.
She did a T. You tell her to stop. You keep on going.
Yeah, when Truth was hilarious on SmackDown.
Yo, he really was.
I was rapping, and then I was napping.
And I was napping.
Shouts out to the new United States champion, R-Truth.
That entire building got behind Truth in 2 seconds, dog. It was so crazy.
And Nia killed
him. They turned on Rusev immediately. We were like, nah, forget Rusev. Nah, we want Truth.
I was going to say, y'all laughing about me just walking, but that's how me and Neo got the Kurt Angle pictures. Because when we were just walking, the security stopped them, and I'm like, I just kept on walking and got in line.
It's also like how y'all got the Alexa Bliss shit. When y'all got the Alexa Bliss photos.
Oh, God.
You're supposed to be there.
Most of our opportunities are just
finesse.
Keep walking.
Don't
stop.
They don't know that you heard them.
You're like, I can't hear. Sorry.
The guy at Comic-Con was a black security guy. He wasn't worried about it. He was like,
here's a question.
Well, when you keep walking, it's like you got credentials to be in that area.
Exactly.
Like, wait, you stopping me? No, I'm going to go over here.
You must be talking to somebody else.
Oh, what up, bro?
Were there any entrants in the male or female Rumble that surprised you? Because I've kind of felt like there really wasn't.
There was really no surprise to
me.
But I'm glad they didn't go.
Right.
Double J was a cool
surprise. I'm good.
Surprise.
I'm good.
There was a surprise.
Hey, you know my favorite surprise. You have footage of it.
Yeah. Aleister Black.
Oh, yeah.
This dude jumped up and went crazy. But I like that they didn't rely on too much of the nostalgia.
Sure.
Like the Women's Rumble, they did it last year. The first time, get Trish, get Lita, get all that. But now, let these girls fight. Like, so many talented women. A friend of mine, not really a friend, but just a wrestling Twitter buddy, was like, oh, all these spots were wasted on these NXT girls. And I'm like, what? Are you crazy? I don't understand how people thought that. Like these are wasted spots.
Xia Li?
Granted, I think they're thinking because these people didn't have a chance to win, they're just there. But it's like, what are you want Trish Stratus every year, Jacqueline?
You can't do that.
You can't do that every year, man.
Did it sounded good on her pop sounded pretty loud on TV. Nikki Cross. It sounded pretty loud when she came out on TV.
Absolutely.
Okay. Really good pop. People are really behind Nikki. It's
I didn't
weird
even
that
realize.
Her and who is it? Her and Alicia Fox are the team in the tournament. That's weird.
That's the crazy girls. That is a weird team.
I didn't realize how much people loved the Royal Rumble like that. Like I've heard a lot of people.
It's a lot of people's favorites.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That people were saying that like the Royal Rumble is the top, like out of the four. Even though they want to say that WrestleMania
of course,
that more people watch are like the Royal Rumble.
I agree.
At the end of the day.
Because it's the only time you get to see, like, mid-carders fight main eventers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's always fun to me.
Essentially, yeah.
You start seeing dudes like Mustafa in the ring with, like, Seth Rollins and
you get
all
the opportunity and the chance to see everybody, yeah. almost.
Like, everybody
yeah.
on
if
one
it's not
card.
For long, you see everybody in certain pay-per-views.
Talk about not for
might
long.
Not be.
Shout out to Vic Jr. who mentioned to us that the black wrestlers lasted like a total of like a minute in the Royal Rumble.
What about how long did Kofi last then? Because he did like a couple. He did a couple spots.
Well, out of all of them, Kofi lasted the longest. You can look it up. But I mean, Xavier Woods lasted 30 seconds. Bobby Lashley lasted like 13 seconds.
Yeah, they went out when Xavier came in. That's when they all went out together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because Xavier took him back in.
I also read though they did have to cut the time down because like
Royal Rumbles
because it was it didn't start till like almost 8:45 9 o'clock it felt
was
like
too long
yeah
and the rule is a minute and a half between entrance it was not a minute and a half
it seemed like it was more like 60 seconds
it was like a minute on for the men there like they also, were going fast
it was also a long walk
that's true.
You know?
So yeah, they
because it wasn't a straight ramp; it was like a curve, and
once they come out, that's when the time starts, not when they get in the ring. I don't think so.
Okay.
That's probably why it didn't seem like a minute 30.
Oh, as soon as that one person's hits, that makes sense too.
It does. So actual
people
rumble,
were,
men's
still on,
rumble
on the ramp when somebody else came out, like when they got hurt. Somebody,
yeah.
Was it anybody surprised? I mean, I think what most of us called.
I had been reading about Seth.
Did you call Becky and Seth? Did we call Becky and Seth?
I think y'all called Becky. Y'all called Becky and Seth. I wanted Andrade to win.
You said Finn.
Oh yeah, well, it was Finn. That's right.
You said no,
I called
Finn.
I called somebody else. I think I called Drew. But I'm saying Rock and someone else at the live podcast said Seth.
I think it was like when I was watching it and I saw Andrade in. That's when I wanted Andrade to win.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they obviously have a lot of hopes and faith in Andrade.
Oh yeah,
like, he was one of the final four or five. Like
he was, yeah.
I'm really excited about what they have for him. I think.
But
how about Dolph showing
all...
up when everybody said, "Oh, Dolph's about to be out of his contract. He's not going to."
Yeah, because I had heard he wasn't going to be
in
used.
One of the final
he was
four.
28, right? 28, 29.
Yep.
His music hit, and I was like, "Wait, what? Like, well, Dolph."
Like that could have been used for like a surprise, but then again, you know, they didn't have Cena available. Lars, who knows where.
Right.
So that's probably why they were like, nah, Dolph, you in this. Yeah, so you think Dolph's actually leaving this time?
No.
Like, we've talked about this before, and he's resigned.
They're not
going to
let him
time.
Go. He's too good.
He's too good at being bad.
He's too good at he's too good at being used to make everybody better.
Right.
I was going to say, we also, I think, pretty much came to a consensus at the live podcast about the whole Becky situation. Like, we basically called that she was going to lose. And then make her way into the Rumble.
It was almost what you called for Finn.
Yeah, it was what you wanted for Finn. That we said, no, that'll be Becky. Yeah.
How do you feel about Becky tapping out? Do you feel like
she shouldn't have tapped?
That don't mean shit to me. Trash is trash.
I was thinking, damn. Even with her making the man tap out, she's still trash.
She sure wasn't on SmackDown. She wasn't on SmackDown at all. She got no talk of her.
She was on a dark match against Charlotte.
I guess it don't count, yeah.
But no, I feel like.
Champ's time.
If you want to talk like real fighting, even in the UFC, the smallest motherfucking guy can submit somebody with a submission. Like you never want to go down to the ground with somebody.
Anybody
submission.
Can get tapped out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't think that's a big
deal.
That like a submission hold.
She don't lose anything.
Is,
that.
Plus she came back. So it's just like you knocked me down, I dragged my way back up through it.
I would say if she got pinned clean, that's a different story.
And that's why I felt it would have been more drama. If she passed out, because we would have given her a little bit more sympathy.
But
they just did that with Bianca Belair
on a different takeover. Show.
Well,
not relevant.
I'm just going to say, like, they're already pushing her full
Stone Cold move. Yeah.
Like, that would have been a Stone Cold move if she would have passed out.
That's
enough.
What I'm
and she already
she got a knee
she
brace.
Had the knee brace
she
on that SmackDown.
And she don't need it.
And her knee's busted.
Yeah, now she got the knee brace. She got the bionic knee brace.
She's going to come out in a vest next. And they go,
well, she got the leather jacket
hair.
Instead
she
of
did
the...
come out of her vest, actually, she during. She did come out of her vest during the show.
Next, she's going
to
shave her
head. Because that live feed went to black for like 2 seconds. And then she was like this, and I was like, oh, her titty popped out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, she's got the leather jacket, he got the leather vest, and now she got a knee brace.
She'd be the bionic.
Becky Cold! Becky Cold!
Right, so, but
Was her pop crazy? Was the pop for her insane?
Every pop insane. For on Rumble and SmackDown. Like, yeah. There was
and Raw, I would assume, too.
Well, I wasn't that Raw, but yeah, like.
During, so you didn't go to Raw?
No, we didn't go to Raw.
During Rumble, she was, a day off. People were chanting for her.
Oh, yeah.
During other people's.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember. Yeah, you kept hearing Becky. Yeah, you heard all this shit.
Yeah, and SmackDown. Like, she's
but
just,
it sounded like her pop on TV from watching Raw. Her pop was nuts when she came out.
It feels like old Stone Cold.
And Ronda, Ronda's got it. She's not getting that love. She's getting booed.
Nah,
and,
yeah. No love.
She's getting talked over.
It's about to be healed for her.
Well, I have a question. Because this also ties into them announcing that Dean Ambrose is leaving. You think that's a bad idea, them letting people know that these people are going to be leaving after this or that?
I don't believe it.
I do.
I feel like it's a work.
But my thing is this.
Dean Ambrose in needs the storyline
in the past
so bad right now.
When people know that somebody's leaving a la Brock and Goldberg at 20,
right?
The crowd was like, they booed the shit out of him.
Well, they want people to boo Dean Ambrose.
But do you think that
they don't care right now?
He's that bad. But Ronda.
Do you think Dean's new story is going to be with Nia?
WWE hasn't put that out.
Well, no, they're talking about she might be done after Mania because she's about to start a family.
WWE hasn't said
that. I'm just putting it out there.
If they would have said it, like, oh, we wish Ronda the best of luck. That's bad.
And then the press release, like, for Dean, they dropped his government name. Like, so I'm just like, this seems kind of real.
I don't know. Let's take it around the table. What do y'all think? Is that real? Is this a...
I think he's gone.
I think he's real.
I think that if it is a work, that they're going to use Dean to put Nia over.
Nihilus Jax.
Yeah.
Yo.
And do y'all remember when they had the little... Wasn't they trying to do a storyline with Nia and Dean at one time?
Were they?
I don't remember. I thought that was Enzo and...
Oh, you're right. Enzo. I'm thinking Enzo. Wow.
I can see how you get those two mixed up.
I was thinking with the soup and shit. Yeah, it was Dean. I mean, it was Enzo.
I see how they look just alike.
Yeah, they're identical.
Yeah. I mean, Dean hasn't been on it so long, so...
True. Right. Dean.
So, Casey, Lynx was like, yeah, man, if this is happening, then they're going to job Dean out for the rest of the next three, 4 months.
Right, oh, yeah. That would be why they put him in a match with Nia.
And he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to lose clean to Nia at Mania. And I was like, that's probably going to happen next Raw.
It might.
Like, at this rate, Dean storyline-wise, Dean Ambrose has nothing. Like,
well, even that's why I think this will help. He had nothing.
I think with this, he can come back and be like, I'm leaving and do a CM Punk angle. Like, I'm leaving with a belt. Now, somebody going to give me a title. I'm taking over the show. Like, they can do something cool with this.
Is he good on the mic, though?
So, what I saw.
Not really.
Yeah. What I
saw. Or they could just bury Dean under Nia.
The Triple H not a bad and place Dean to get buried. Ambrose interaction.
I was waiting.
You know
ahead.
What I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
The Triple H and Dean Ambrose interaction.
That was good.
When they were swapping promos. Go ahead, G1.
My favorite. Well, first of all, I have a special report on Lars Sullivan. So,
well, after the Dean thing,
oh, okay.
I thought you said that you were going to talk about the Dean thing with Triple H.
Okay,
but if not, the interaction that they had, you know, where he's like, "Yo, so do you have to ask permission to make this match?"
And then he makes the match,
and he made the match. So he basically goaded the COO of the company,
uh-huh.
Called his bluff, made him win his game,
and then he got pinned like a bum in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, but he can continue to play mind games with H.
And then got embarrassed by Nia Jax. Well, they completely buried Dean Ambrose.
That should have been what Dean is doing. Dean should be a psychological
total burial.
Like mind game type person.
And remember,
play games
heels,
with the game.
Heels don't need to be winning all the time. Heels don't need to be winning all the time.
Okay.
All they have to do is prey on the psychological, and they can do like guerrilla warfare. He should shit on his car or light it on fire.
What?
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Okay. But he doesn't need to be winning.
I love how like Triple H just like flips between like heel and face. Like
So does Vince. He got it from Vince.
Depending on the show, he's a heel or face. You the same guy who turned on your brothers on the day Roman was sick? Like, shut up.
Like, wait a minute.
You've done much worse.
You goaded Seth to turn on all of us. Like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Like, come on, man. We're not listening to you. So,
but again, current product.
Current. Let's keep it current.
You know?
So I think this could be great if they use this in the storyline of Dean saying, I'm leaving, so I'm going to wreak havoc on your show until I'm out of here.
Plus,
and he tries to take over every episode. Sitting in the ring with a chair, and then Nia Jax comes and squashes him.
But
that might happen till Mania.
But this is the other thing. If this is a precursor to things to come, how much of an asshole would Dean be if he just straight up mollywops Nia Jax?
Not going to happen.
Say that, but I'm just saying, if we're all pulling this fucking out of our ass booking,
yeah.
How badass would that be?
I mean, so, what they were saying that Nia Jax is a heel, so
he get the heat if he punches Nia. Or
well, does he? Because Nia is a heel, and that's why they were saying that she got what she deserved.
She's the face breaker. We don't Rumble. We don't really like her. The fans don't. Look, she got everybody's finisher in the Rumble. People loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it don't matter. Do y'all? He brought up CM Punk. Do y'all think that? I know everybody is saying that they think that it's a work, right? But the way that they set it up, because like Dean said that he had something to say, what he was going to say was that he was going to quit.
Yes.
And then Nia came and interrupted and threw him out the ring.
And then,
so,
and another thing they mentioned on the mic, I think it was Cole who was like, this is Nia Jax's time. She was supposed to have a match right now. So maybe Dean was going off script. This is what
right,
they're
trying
to make
you think.
That's
what I'm trying to say. Like, I love
trying to make you think that he was going off script by staying in the ring and interrupting their time. But come on, if that was really happening,
he wouldn't
play along for Nia Jax.
Speaking of,
she hit him in the back of the head, and then he just jumped out the ring.
I know we're on Raw, but you mentioned some stuff being off script. The finish to Nakamura and R-Truth seemed odd. Watching that live on TV,
very odd.
Like, I don't think that – I think that Truth was supposed to win, but probably not right there.
Not at that moment.
Because even everybody was like – and they were trying to continue.
Yeah, they got up to still wrestle.
Kyoto was like, you know,
well,
ring the bell.
You know they get stuff in their ear, the refs.
That was weird. Yeah, they got to wait to hear the get the note.
That
from
shit
the,
is crazy. They might have
called the match early. Like,
it was very bad on TV. It was bad on TV.
I firmly believe that nothing happens on camera that they don't want to happen.
Exactly. Mm. I mean,
but
the way that they ran right into the next match and him fighting Rusev, you know that it was all planned.
Yeah, he had another match right away.
No, I agree that Truth is supposed to win. I just don't know if he was supposed to win right there.
Like that,
because it looked botched. It looked botched.
Yeah,
it
I really saw did. Somebody show a different camera angle that said that Nakamura's shoulder was up. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. And maybe, and again, the ref's getting everything in the ear.
Of course.
So, ref could have got fed, okay, rematch and tell Truth to roll him up again. You know, roll up Rusev or whatever. The next person comes
Nakamura, yeah.
And now,
because Rusev coming out,
Rusev.
They could have just told him, like, hey, Rusev, you're going
been
out
done
now.
Tell Truth, roll him up, and tell Rusev you're getting rolled up.
So it's like,
and then boom.
WWE, they kind of know what they're doing.
Seems like it.
Sometimes.
It's like they're professionals almost.
They've been doing this for a while.
A little bit. Then, now. Forever.
Hey. By the way, Dean's gone. Dean's leaving. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him. You know, he's going to
AEW.
Gang.
AEW.
He's going to go to Zealot Pro Wrestling.
ZPW.
I wonder if he's going to have a...
Hold on. Let's have a legit conversation about this real quick. At least like 5 minutes
about
or
Dean?
Something. Yeah. Do you guys think that Dean can be successful in AEW?
No.
Yeah, as a bad guy? Yeah.
Ram says no. You
What's
say
his
no?
No, because he's not going to be Dean Ambrose.
He'll be John Moxley again, like he was on the
Indies. Oh, yeah, that was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know if people care about Dean like that.
What do you think, Bill?
Imagine him.
He can go from being
Cody.
A lunatic fringe to like the psychopath something.
But he was crazy.
He can,
that's just a synonym,
so
though.
No, I'm saying they can't own that. I'm saying if they own the name Dean Ambrose,
lunatic
he can just flip it.
The
he can
psychopath
be. He can be
guy.
Lean. He can be Lean Ambrose again.
Lean Ambrose.
Lean Ambrose.
Lean Ambrose.
I honestly feel. Let's say if he goes to AEW, he could be a heel against Cody. I think if he goes to, Mexico. He'll be a fucking scumbag, you know? Or even if he goes to Japan, he can also be a scumbag there. Like what Pac's doing at Dragon Gate. He can go to all, you know, he can either go to, if New Japan, I mean, they're hurting for talent. They could probably use some of the foreign talent. They don't, the only heel faction that they have right now is BCOGs and Suzuki-gun.
But I feel like because, you know, he's married and stuff like that, unlike he wouldn't want to go to Japan exactly and live in Japan. She still got to work for WWE, blah, blah, blah. So
or
that
does
limits
Renee
him,
go too?
That limits him to the
like
States.
Brandy and Cody.
She's not leaving. She just got that announcement.
Yeah, Renee's
job.
Not going nowhere.
She's not
like,
leaving.
Sorry, honey.
Right.
You better work this out.
She's in a spot
and
that she had
fine.
To fight to
they
get.
Don't need to. They should not be on the same show if they're not going to run storylines with them.
Yeah.
I don't feel like.
I think in the next 3 months, I think now that you say that, I think Renee's going to finally get involved in this story.
Okay.
I hope so.
As he's
I feel
walking
like
out the door.
They've been pushing it so much. Well, do you have any insight? Or Renee, do you? I'm sure you, like even during the last match, I'm sure you would say that he's been wronged and things like that. So they say a lot of things and like sooner or later, I feel like a full heel turn from Renee would be great to see.
We're gonna hear "fuck you, Graves."
Right? She's like, you know what? Boom! This is gonna be a long beep.
Yeah. So I feel like you know.
Do you think? What do you think, T? Can he be a star in AEW?
Yeah.
Or anywhere.
I feel like in AEW, because AEW is just starting out, like I was talking to Rand about this, like they need guys to help build that into something. So definitely getting guys with name recognition or, you know, face recognition that people are familiar with will definitely help
Main event, them. Let's just say. Main event of Double or Nothing. Let's just pretend.
Yeah. If they can pull him.
Wait, let me give you his opponent. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's John Moxley versus
Cody. It has to be Cody.
Or Jericho.
No, but I'm saying
Jericho's full heel.
I can definitely see Dean Ambrose headlining against Cody, because that would be like Razor Ramon and Scott Hall going to, I say Razor Ramon and Scott Hall. That's the same person.
Right.
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash going to WCW.
And,
dope shirt, by the way.
But
I'm saying it's because like if they don't do any announcing for it and just kept it quiet.
Yeah.
But see,
or even if it was like a run-in of some sort.
That's what makes me think this is a work. WWE saying this is now making everybody
think about assume AEW.
That he's going to pop up in AEW.
So it's like they know what they're doing.
Right.
They would. I'm telling you, man, I don't believe. Like, I just can't believe that they would put this out there.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
wouldn't AEW
for their pay-per-view?
Wouldn't they squash, like, wouldn't they shut down all these rumors if it was something that they didn't want?
They put it on there, right. But again,
they want to be on top of the rumors. When you click for Dean Ambrose news, they want you to go to WWE to read it.
But we're also in the public sector where, you know when people's contracts are up now, you know they're almost yearly, or unless they know it's a multi-time year. The fact is, you brought up the concept: could he be successful in AEW? That was the original question.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he can, because are you going to want to cheer against Cody and the Bucks their first year show?
No,
absolutely not.
They're full faces.
They're full faces, even though they're booking their own show. Uh-huh. So if they're going to build a pertinent story and, build character development, that'd be the perfect way. Just give me these monster bad guys to go up against these white meat baby faces and build pertinent story. Even though it's a promotion where wins and losses are
and also I feel
have to
like
ask, though, is Dean Ambrose a monster heel? Has he proven to you that he can be a monster heel? Rock.
Yeah.
I don't think
he
has.
He hasn't been given the platform.
What? He was up against Raw's fate, the face of Raw, all year.
He's a former world champ who floundered with the strap.
The ball has been dropped.
He's a fumbler.
Yeah, but
the ball has been dropped.
But within parameters that the WWE sets.
Okay.
Leave him to his own liberties.
The Bane cosplay was kind of whack.
That was trash.
Leave him to his own liberties. Who knows what he could cook up?
Okay. That's a good point.
We'll see.
I'll give him a chance. I hope it happens. But we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't believe it at all. I just feel like this is just a trick.
It's
too easy.
At All In, they relied a lot on like luchas, Mexican talent, stuff like that. Do you feel like they're going to be looking to poach some WWE talent for this?
If they can.
Well, I'm saying people who contracts are over. We just found out that
Kansas.
What's his name is leaving.
Hideo.
Hideo Itami is leaving.
We saw his last match.
I get that, but that's...
Yeah, but these guys don't have to be signed to contracts to be signed to just
they can do a one,
fight
one
the
off.
Event.
Contract deal.
No, I get it. I'm just saying that doesn't... I don't know. Does
but
Hideo
that's not
going to
sell the show.
Does
yeah.
he really help
no
a promotion that big? He's dope.
He did All Japan. He helped.
No, I think the pool would be...
He looks out of shape.
Oh, my God. They got these guys
coming from out of
from,
shape guy.
He's been hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Not that he's a top guy or that he's somebody's favorite, but that, they got these guys from...
Yeah.
The bigger company. I think that would be more of the story surrounding it if they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one of the things where I believe that people can be successful outside the WWE just because there's so much more avenues nowadays where people can go to work.
Definitely.
What a time to be a wrestler. I mean, the fact that there's options is dope. Mm-hmm. I'm always for options. I feel like this is a great thing. And
it's good for the business.
As viewers, we all have options. You can watch indie wrestling. And I hate to call like New Japan indie wrestling. Like these guys are great and professional. So
well,
you have
you
other
call
things
them?
To watch.
Semi-pro?
No,
because they're pros.
It's non WWE wrestling. Is that's it? There's lots of great wrestling you can watch out there, which is I think that's great for us and it's great for the business.
Oh man! And then what did Jericho say? That didn't he say something about that he wouldn't have signed with AEW if they didn't have a TV deal on?
Yeah.
So I'm like, You know shit is popping.
But speaking of opportunities, we want to give the Mad Maniacs all the opportunities in the world. Please go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search the Mad Mania podcast, pick up the fresh new tees on the site. Again, we're the only pro wrestling tee store that actually has music, so you can enjoy sweet tees on your back and fine tunes in your ears.
Way to go. ProWrestlingTees.com/MadManiaPodcast. We got new posters as well. I'll be putting those up on the website. Everybody's just signing those right now.
Yep.
And don't forget, we are on Patreon. Throw us a dollar a month, which is helping us we just get got to a new great Patreon. Events. And great.
Oh, yeah. I think Rod's looking at us so that things. We can shout out our new people and subscribers.
Shout out to Chris Hinojosa. I'm saying that correctly. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And DJ Tayukin, I got a t-shirt in the mail for you. So,
And as we're patting ourselves on the back right now, the Mad Mania podcast did cross over 1,000 followers.
Oh, that's the real. That's right.
So, it's over 1,000.
It's crazy because we're at like 110 or something right now. And that day, Sunday night, Rand is just like, man, we need two more.
I was like, come on, we're at 998 watching.
What are
watching
we doing
Raw.
That we won't get past 1,000? You know, as soon as we get past 1,000, we're moving.
It's crazy because before we did the Ramble and all of our other takeover shows, we were at like 8-something. You know? We grew exponentially over a weekend.
Speaking of our shows, after the Rumble, we go straight to Cobra for our big event celebrating Bootleg Kev's birthday. Shout out to DJ Reflection. I got on the wheels of steel a little bit. I also put Xavier Woods on the wheels.
Did he pick a DJ name?
No, he doesn't have a DJ name yet.
DJ who?
DJ who?
DJ Doctor who?
DJ Doctor.
DJ Doctor who?
Okay. That's dope. I'm going to tweet that to him. So he got on. He played a couple of like Pokemon jams, and the crowd wasn't really feeling him. He's like, yo, I'm dying out here. You gotta help me out. I was like, man, play some Travis Scott. They love that. So then he put that on. So
this is not a Comic-Con or con crowd.
No. It's different.
That I know that those jams go over when y'all are doing those big shows, right? All the video game and stuff.
He wanted to throw on some you know, video game EDM, and this wasn't the place for it. So put in some hip-hop jams. Then he put on, like, Timbaland. Remember Up Jumps the Boogie?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
A deep cut. I was like, dude, nobody knows this. And he's like, this is my jam.
Everybody in there too young.
I'm here. Little dude.
Hey, we play.
Shout out to Magoo.
Me and Magaloo.
We play old jams at my at the hookah lounge that I do security at on the weekends. Like, they mix the old school with the new stuff. And, like, people be in there loving it. Like, it'd be people that be like once he gets into his, like, 90s R&B bag, playing I Need a Girl and all that stuff or whatever. Like, it's over. They're in there like, oh, you playing my jams. Keep it going.
So, when the party starts getting popping, next thing you know, somebody whispers in my ear, yo, man, we got some really special guests in here. So I'm like, Neo, who's in the building?
Yo, guess who comes creeping up? Creeping up, coming out the shadows, getting ready to choke somebody out. Samoa Joe.
Joe.
And it was funny. He was wearing like a green hat, green coat, extra low. Like, you can see just the bridge of his nose. And he's all like, what are we drinking tonight?
Shout out to Joe. He was mad cool. Who else popped
that's
up?
That's my
who
second
else?
Time meeting Joe, but Joe's always been cool both times that I met him. So.
What's real cool is the Big Ooze.
Oh, man.
Big Ooze. He came through showing love. Who else, Teak? Who else popped up?
Shinsuke Nakamura popped in for a minute. Low key.
He said Teak, but I'll shout somebody else out who was in the building.
Who else is in the building?
Kofi Kingston came through.
Kofi. That's the 24/7. Came through. Yo, I was like, yo, great job in the Rumble tonight. He's like, thank you. He's like, I got more work to do now. I see. I was like, yeah, all the women are in the book of Kofi right now. They did like every one of his moves. I was like,
that one chick, the NXT girl.
Casey.
She was dope. Cool.
You got competition now. Yeah, she's a ninja warrior.
We had some more people that came through, though. We had
Who else?
No Way Jose.
No Way Jose.
Conga line and all?
Did a full conga line
through Cobra.
I hope somebody recorded that. That was dope.
I saw a clip of it through the Pat Cobra.
Kev threw the theme on. And he was just like,
let's go.
Everybody just started going.
And additionally, we had the big homies, the fellow maniacs. We had Jonathan and LaPel, flipping merch. True. Having a great time.
LaPel, made our dope pins.
Exactly.
I see one on Teak's hat.
So our pins.
G1's hat.
It's on my backpack.
I saw and one on West Side Guns hat.
True. So we're going to have those on the website as well. You can get yours very soon. So be on the lookout for the Matt Mania pin.
Yeah, shout out LaPel. Yeah, man, appreciate y'all out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man. It was, again, I think Rand put it in the great perspective on the Twitter. It was almost like we were living a movie, you know?
It really was, man. Like, I can't believe it.
I actually got to give some more shout-outs real quick. Shout out to Queen of the Ring. She was in the building. Shout out to Rachel.
Rachel, Littlefoot.
Littlefoot was in the building. Wrestling Classic was in the building. Who else did we have in the building? Captain Jack was in the building.
Captain Jack Harkless.
Who am I missing?
Yeah, Jonathan. What's the white dude's name?
Up, Up, Down, Down was in the building.
Yeah, Up, Up, Down, Down.
That's right. The whole crew.
It was one of those things where it was a who's who. And it was people who legitimately wanted to come out and have a good time. And we delivered on the promise. The after party rumble will go down in the annals of history.
The Matt Maniacs do deliver,
think,
as Rand would
say. Might be the title of this episode, The Annals of History.
Oh, no, my God. Jesus.
As Lee Booker Mega Rand would say, I think those events had a plus 10 on the kickout.
Plus 10 on the kickout.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't have a plus 10 on the kickout because Monday, was it Monday that I was sick? No,
It was Tuesday.
Yesterday. Man, I got up sick as a dog. Four straight days of drinking, hanging out, partying, yelling. My voice was shot. I was nauseous. I was drunk. I was hungover. I was hung upside down. I was out of there.
Upside down.
And then I realized, yo, man, I'm too old for this. I can't be partying for 4 days straight.
Look, I called my bro, man, and I know he got a deep voice by default, but when I called Ren, I shit you not, I thought I was talking to Barry White. Oh, man, I said, oh, man, I got up, man, and I started throwing up.
Yo, he was sounding like that when I called him, too.
Man,
what we supposed to do when we got a free tab at Cobra.
But, yeah, know? Man.
Drank.
Like, I mean, not I couldn't even, say no.
Not only did we have a free tab there, but what's his name, Jack?
Yo, shout out to Jack, man.
Jack
held
showed
it
us
held
so
down.
Much love.
Damn. P.O.P., hold me down.
He was one of the guys. He made sure that I kept the drink in my hand.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. So it wasn't just me drinking. It's like every time I turned around, he was there like,
there was
hey,
another
T,
drink.
You good?
The hospitality, the energy, the friendship and camaraderie, everything shy of a... Never mind. There was a rainbow unicorn in the building. Okay?
Actually, there was.
There was a rainbow unicorn in the building. So everything went great. And the fans were fans, and they were respectful. They were mad respectful, even if they were a little bit belligerent. When we said,
and there were no fights during our events.
No fights during our events.
No. There were fights, not our events.
There was a fight, but we're not going to get into that. But it was not during our events.
But it was one of those things where... Like, you know, the fans recognize that they're here to have fun. They know, hey, you can't be taking pictures of them getting all, you know, drinking and whatnot. But hey, come up as a person and shake your hand. You shake the hand and say what's up, as you know, and maybe have a good story.
And Littlefoot on the tweets was saying that she lost her voice up in there. She was blaming it on us. So everybody,
and I actually
there,
have a story too.
Everybody in there had a good time. Go ahead and tell your story.
Right, so
it's story time with Neo
X. So get this. So I remember Shinsuke went to CMLL for his pilgrimage when he was in New Japan, and surprisingly enough, like I would say things in Spanish, and he would catch them. So then after all, I tested, like, how far can I take this conversation in Spanish? It was 100.
You were talking to him in Cobra or outside
of it? Word for word, in and outside of Cobra, all in Spanish.
Well, no, the thing is, like, that's it dope. Was so loud in Cobra that Rand asked me when I was talking to him, he was like, how much can you understand? And I'm like, his accent is thick, but it's so loud that I'm just shaking my head, yeah, like,
the cool,
and smiling.
Yeah, the cool thing, though... is the Spanish vocabulary is very vowel driven.
Okay.
Just like Japanese. So he was able to deliver the Japanese or the Spanish with the mm-hmm. Japanese vowels.
Very similar.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. So my funny story is I took him to, he wanted to go to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And I was going to take him because the common restroom was a little fucked up.
Oh, so you were going to take him to the
So
to
I took him
guys?
To the back. I took him to the back.
Special restroom.
And so the guy opened the door for me, and I used to work there, so I knew the cipher code.
Did you punch it to get in?
No.
Oh.
The guy opened it for me, and we let ourselves in. And I thought, hey, go ahead, use the bathroom. And then, hey, and so he goes, uses the bathroom. Comes back out. I put in the cipher code.
And it didn't work. You guys were locked back there?
We were locked back there.
Wow. I remember I got locked back there before, so I know what you're talking about.
So I had to text Jack, and he was my Superman. He came through, let us out.
Yeah, you thought that they were going to keep the same code? Did you?
I mean, come on. I was kind of drunk, though, so I thought I knew something. But he was cool. He's like, he was mad cool. We carried a conversation in the back. And, again, it wasn't me trying to corner the man.
No, nah, man. Obviously. Shinsuke was having it a just good happened. Time.
Well, yeah. Now that we're here, Shinsuke.
Shinsuke was having a extra good time. I'm going to say that.
He was.
So
he was mad low key.
He told us when we were taking pictures with him, he was like, hey, I'm a little fucked up right now. So
yeah.
I was like, can we take a picture?
He's like,
yes,
picture,
I am drunk.
Right.
Like, I just wanted to.
He was letting us know if the pictures didn't turn out good, not to post them because.
Sorry about that, Shinsuke.
That's
I posted
funny.
It anyway. But yo, the show, everything was, it was so good as a movie.
That's too funny.
So Raw I didn't go to, but I watched on TV. I watched the short version of it.
Yeah.
Just some takeaways. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but what was the main event on Raw?
The man.
It was a tag match, right?
I don't remember. I remember the man.
Okay,
cutting Ronda Rousey down.
That's what we can talk about.
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay,
it was,
so here's Ronda.
Was it Nia and
it was Braun, right?
Braun and Drew McIntyre, right?
Was that the main event?
We have computers.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it was Braun and McIntyre and
no,
Braun.
No, it was Seth Rollins getting smashed by
Brock.
That was the getting yeah, six F5s.
Well, that's not the right.
That's not the main event. That's just what happened at the okay. end. Main
so,
event.
So important things that happen on Raw.
Gotcha.
Seth
Ronda
getting,
Rousey
F5.
Getting the crowd just completely turning on her, completely burying her. This is a pro Becky crowd. It's gotta frustrate her because everything she's saying is true. I really can beat you up in real life. I could kill you if I wanted to. But they don't care. Like, the fans don't care about that.
You're not going to murder somebody.
You're not going to murder me.
You're
going to
get DQ'd for that.
Right. This is disqualification. You'll get fined.
You can't just punch her in the face over and over again
so
and not get
saying,
in trouble.
Yo, I could, I have the strength to kill you without even trying.
Yo, like, not well, to mention yeah. the fact that well, how everybody try it? To talk about wrestling is fake, like Ronda was in a real sport that you lost and left. So the WWE fans aren't really too.
They don't respect
like,
that.
They don't believe you right now.
You got kicked in the face, cried, and left. So that's all.
And
that's
Becky
from their point of view.
Talked about that. So.
So Becky's like, yeah, Becky's better on the mic, and this is her ring. It's her yard to shout out Roman. Like, so I hate to say it, like she's Ronda's completely outclassed. So
oh,
I
yeah.
think you gotta go heel. You just gotta go angry. They got to get her better scripts
because
that's to the point where like she's like, okay, crowd, you made me stutter. Like, you remember she said that?
Yeah.
Like, she's flustered and it's like, this is sinking bad. Like
yeah, her mic game is not.
And here's something that Bubba Ray Dudley said on his show. Maybe just on Twitter, I think.
Bubba.
He said, the WWE has 66 days to prove to me that the men have something better going on
than the women,
than Becky and Ronda, or else this needs to headline the show.
And they don't.
No question.
I already feel like they need to headline, and they don't need Charlotte thrown into
I don't
want to
see
either.
That either.
I don't want to see that. Nope. So what do you think is going to happen? Because Charlotte is a big name and a marquee.
It's going to happen.
Well, why can't we just get Charlotte and Oscar?
Trashka.
Yeah, like, why not?
Well, again. I feel like they're going to try their best to put Charlotte in it, but they might be swerving us. I feel like
they'll
she's going to have to fight
they'll
Becky to get
it.
Into it, and Becky's going to beat her so that Becky can
or,
fight
I can see that.
Or
against
I can see they work the knee, they work the injury angle, and that's how Becky ends up losing to Charlotte because of the knee,
the
which
oh,
makes it a
not.
Triple threat.
Knee hurt, figure eight.
I don't think it'll happen.
I don't want it to.
Because of what Becky said when she was like, she doesn't want to be on the shelf and lose any more time,
yeah.
And she was really injured when she lost time. So even though
yeah.
even though her stature got bigger in that moment because of
yeah.
everything that happened with her getting hurt, I don't think that the WWE will want to let's play you being hurt and take more time away from you being the champ.
In all reality,
when they see what they have on their hands right now.
Yeah, in all reality, the universe right now is going to care way more about Becky and Ronda as opposed to Seth and Brock. Yes. I don't want to see that.
Absolutely. And I'm just saying, it looks like everything that they're doing.
Yeah, no question.
We talk about how the WWE is slowing a lot of things. I think that they know that it's raining money right now.
This is the time you pull the trigger.
Becky is money.
Becky Lynch has been the hottest superstar for the past 4 or 5 months or longer,
the fact
whatever.
That, like we're saying, that they're the best story. Like, that's what people are tuning in to see. But that's the name that was getting chanted on at every event night.
She's
like,
bigger than Ronda.
Seth Rollins said it, though. He said, oh, it's always been my dream, and now I'm going to finally get the headline WrestleMania.
You might
he said
not.
That. So, like, it's making me think that they're not going to do it.
See, I don't want to see. I don't really care about Seth and Brock because I think Seth is going to beat Brock because Brock's probably going to go bye-bye after this. Yeah. So, I don't care.
But how do you write a believable ending for him beating Brock? You know,
Roman Reigns comes back and
curb stomp off the top rope or something.
Comes back, spears Brock, curb stomp
off the marquee, like something big.
Oh my God. Don't kill the man.
Roman Reigns parachutes out of a plane into a spear. Curb stomp. 1, 2, 3.
No matter what happens, I feel like after the win, Brock has to destroy him again. The same way that he just did on Raw.
Yeah, he took six F5s.
This is what I'm saying. If this is going to be Brock leaving, then I feel like lose, destroy Seth after you lose, send the police and all that stuff like they used to out there,
yeah.
Have them have to take Brock out of the arena.
Absolutely.
And then that's you leaving. You like, you're out the arena, you're gone.
Did y'all catch
off
the
TV,
no
title.
Okay.
The Chronicle, the WrestleMania Chronicle.
Just 1 second. Uh-uh. And then that can slow everything down. And then they can do Becky and then Ronda.
After that?
Yeah, because I'm saying if you do all the police and shenanigans and stuff afterwards.
There's going to be cops.
That's a cool down moment.
Oh. So saying like Brock goes too far. He loses the match. He goes too far.
Uh-huh.
Cops drag him out. And then. Oh. And then now he's stuck in the match.
The reason why I asked about the Chronicle for Mania, maybe you saw the meme or a photo. When Brock walked back in from through Gorilla at Mania last year, he walked in with the strap and he threw the strap at McMahon.
Was that from last year?
Yeah.
I saw that clip on
that was last because
I thought people said that like that was just this happened.
Because right after the Rumble there was a Chronicle for Mania, last year's Mania.
I thought that was this
people year. Tried to say it was this year.
Was that you? Are you the one who posted that?
It was a WrestleMania in New Orleans.
That
was last
year. Yeah.
I thought he threw it at McMahon through the belt. Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Oh, but that was because I think that was when McMahon called the swerve.
What was the finish last year?
That was when he beat Roman when everybody thought Roman was going to win. And that's when he had to renegotiate.
He's like, I don't want this damn belt no more.
So he came back mad about
the
that.
The rumor was he was mad because he had to keep fighting. Yeah.
Oh, you had to fight 3 more times. Poor Brock.
For millions of dollars.
Pobre Brock. Poor Brock.
All right, so we're about to get out of here, but we do got to talk SmackDown.
Okay.
A little bit.
I know you were going to forget this.
R-Truth, like, we were there for this. Truth winning. I thought, this was a great come up because remember, like they said, they fought through the Mixed Match Challenge in order to get a spot.
Yep.
They get the spot and then gets tossed out the way. So he gets a chance. Let's talk about last year's Royal Rumble winner, Shinsuke Nakamura, going from that to... One, a pre-show match. Two, to losing your title the next day.
Being shoved in a tag team now?
Now in a tag team with Rusev. What's up with that? How you feel?
I don't know. I think they could be a kind of a fire tag team.
Well, what do you think about...
I think they could be.
What do you think about R-Truth with the belt, though? You think he's going to lose it on Monday? How quick do you think he's going
to
have it?
I think he's the transition. I thought it was the transition to get it back to Rusev.
Right, well, he thought
which
we was going
weird.
He'll get it.
We were chanting that last night. We were trying to. We were like, no, don't fight Rusev. Like, you just won the title. At least keep it a
count
week.
Out. Yeah. You can take a count, whatever.
Keep it a week. Get a nameplate, man. Get your nameplate.
At least get the plates.
Right.
Wait, does that strap have plates?
It has a name on the front.
Okay, that, just, not, the okay not the side plates. All right.
So at least the name. But get some like, photos holding the belt.
Which he did. I saw them.
Yeah, someone's iPhone.
He had a photo shoot.
No, he got a photo shoot.
That was just an iPhone picture of some.
Of the photo
shoot. You got an actual WWE
shout
photo
out to Truth, man. First of all, we talked about right before the match. We're like, man, Truth can still work.
Oh, yeah.
This dude, a veteran in the game, yes. Always been a company man, and they rewarded it, and I appreciate that. So,
is
you
he
know,
the only black champion?
Black
right
History
now?
Month about to be lit. No, we got him and Bobby Lashley.
Lashley.
All right, so we starting Black History Month off with two black champs. Yeah. I can't complain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then
what else happened?
Andrade.
Oh, the new belt. Ray. First of all.
Are you going to go there?
Yeah, let's talk the new belt.
Okay.
What do you think about the new belt?
Uh-oh.
A lot of people look at it.
Like it's cool. Like it looks
trash.
It looks cool.
A lot of people want it.
But I'm like
it's kind of cool.
It's $400.
I don't want it.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Make it out of here.
Cuz it's vegan.
Yeah, you didn't see somebody posted it because they said where you can get it at. It's like $300.
Can you get it at Sprouts?
$87 or something.
Trader Joe's exclusive. It's a Trader Joe's exclusive.
I don't think you can get it yet. Well, just based on the little bit of inside information I know, it just got built.
It looks cool for the fact that it's like made out of wood and some hemp. Uh-huh.
It's biodegradable.
It's very Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, right. It's very like farmer's market.
Yeah.
What somebody would be selling when they're selling their wares.
You know, Bree and Birdie are happy about it. Little Bird are happy about
it. But the thing is, he took his heel gimmick persona and he just turned
title away. When's the last time we seen that?
Oh, my God. It was
Medusa.
And you know what? You know what he should have done? He should have put that shit in a fire barrel.
Well, they're going to keep it.
They kind of want that belt.
He should have smelted it like they did Undertaker's urn.
They need that belt.
Oh. Yeah, they did a switcheroo because we looked at the trash can after we put it in because we were on the floor. Uh-huh. And we're like, yo, is it in there? And this kid looked in there and he's like, oh, it's not there.
Right.
They took the trash
bag can't risk somebody reaching in there, getting it, and running for their life.
They're keeping the belt because somebody's going to get it back.
But, yo, what about what about Rowan the Recycler?
Yeah. I was about to ask about that.
I'm happy Rowan's on TV.
Looking like a normal human being.
Looking clean.
Daniel Bryan saying that he's his intellectual equal, saying like you guys thought Rowan was big and stupid, but really he's smart and he feels the same way that I feel about how you guys are treating the environment.
Poor Luke Harper.
Do you feel that you that the Maniacs should have received a little bit more story though? Like, I would like to
about
have,
who, Rowan?
Yeah, like some context.
Well, it's weird because they were just the Bludgeon Brothers.
Right.
So I understand Luke is hurt, but, like, so they're going to have to somehow tie it. If Luke ever comes back while this is still going on, they would have to somehow, I guess, tie that in. And either Luke is going to come and join with Brian also, or it's just going to be like, look, you were injured, and while you were injured... Wyatt. This guy.
That's the first thing I thought.
Like, he should be.
Like, they could use this and tie it to the Wyatts.
Right.
Because Daniel was a Wyatt.
That Daniel Bryan was the leader all along.
Yeah, that he was controlling them all this
but
time.
But see, my thought was maybe Rowan was at Walden Pond or something. You know, and like found himself.
What? Oh, wow.
And
a pond? Is that what you said?
That's a great reference.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was there.
What is Walden Pond?
And he found himself.
Walden is a great book by Henry David Thoreau. Uh-huh. And it's about him going to a pond to find himself and staying there for 2 years. I wrote a song about it with MC Lars on our new album. I didn't know. Well read Neo. Check it out. So it's a classic piece of literature.
Rowan and Daniel Bryan are my
finding himself
equals.
By being one with nature. He leaves leaves all of his technology behind, and he learns to be one with nature and respect the earth.
That sounds very Daniel Bryan.
And that would be something that Rowan could have done.
You know? So he's like, you know, not without, like, now I use my bludgeoning for good.
Right.
You know,
it was like he's got dirt under his fingernails because he's with the earth.
Some beans.
Dog, he was wearing Levi's and a flannel. I was like,
yo,
what?
That was weird.
This is a weird swerve.
And has he ever had mic time ever? Like,
no.
Have you ever heard Rowan talk ever?
Has he?
I wonder if Daniel's ever going to let him talk, Dan.
I hope so, but
he's just going to
doubt it.
Hey, shout out to the phenomenal AJ Styles for kicking off that promo. He's like, wait a minute, so you going to throw the WWE Championship in the ground? Throw it in the garbage can? Did you smoke the prototype to that new belt?
Yeah, that was good.
A went ham for that.
And what was Phoenix? Phoenix is like, yes.
Yes, yes.
He also called Rowan the biggest insurance policy.
Right, right, right. That was actually a fire promo.
Joe.
Joe, though, came out fire in the dark.
Joe wants all the
smoke. Bro, can we get that to end the show off? Can somebody find that?
Yes.
Yo, Joe came out with darts. He's like, all right, choke your goofy ass. Right.
When you were out saying, with full javelins, like you, full magic missiles. Like,
yo, he was
when
throwing.
You were just saying this about Dean Ambrose, about how you want to see him like take over the show. I'm like, no. Joe who I've been wanting to see just run amok on everybody.
They would not let Joe get a big win, man. Like, he can't get any momentum. Like, I don't get it.
No, I don't need you coming out to the ring talking about how you beat Mustafa Ali. He's a nobody.
Big deal, you know? I want you to win some belts.
Right. But he was in there, you know, telling them how he's already choked all of them out already. And yeah,
right.
But we just need you to. The chokeout is good, but we just want to see something come
out. I
want to
see him get a win. Like,
but yo, how's our girl Wendy doing?
Wendy. Oh, yo, that was hard. I was like, damn, he just went back to everything. Talking about the AA meeting with Jeff Hardy. Like, he just came out vicious. That's the thing. Like, Dean can't do that on the mic. He can't do that for me on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't give you that emotion with his fiery promos.
Right.
Dean's not that type of guy. But not to say he can't be, you know, a star elsewhere. But Joe, though, when he gets the mic, everybody's listening. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different talent, you know? So we are going to queue up, to end off the show. Oh, anything... Anybody listening to anything new? Any rap music you into right now? Let's talk about that before we go.
No, I just want to say DMX is home.
Yo, they freed the dog.
I hope that X is surrounded by the right people and he can properly get reacclimated to society and get to a point where, you know, we get another Dark Man X album that's good, where he's in a better place because DMX has been going through it.
Yeah.
There is some rap beef between Tory Lanez and
As far as the DMX situation goes, hilarious. I just want to know if when he was in jail, if all his mans that been in jail before sucked his dick.
Oh.
Hey, took him back to his dark.
That was a young. That was a young DMX.
Look at Neo. That was one of his lines in a song.
He did say that. I want to shout out my man Kill Bill. His album with Rav called New Moon is out now. Really dope. Kill Bill's a dope producer and rapper. I'm on the album. We have a song called Put It Down.
Nice.
Go check that out right now. The album's called New Moon. It's on the Spotify. Go get it.
Also, on a somber note, got some really bad news earlier today. Friend of mine from high school found out that he passed away today. So big RIP to my man Talib. I know those of us here, Terrence, and I know you're hurting, brother. Reggie, Jason, man, it's... Talib was hilarious, man. Great dude. You know, it's been a lot of loss, you know, early in 2019. So, big RIP to my man Talib, man. It's sad to see you go. But I just wanted to acknowledge you, man. It was heartbreaking to hear about this today.
Rest in peace, man.
RIP, man. God bless the dead. On a lighter note, shout out to my boy Torrey Masters. Who was hanging with us, you know, for a while. I actually just heard his latest project today as I was leaving work, Granny's Prayers, and it is a solid project. I literally called him while he was in the gym, and I was like, "Hey, Lil Wale, what's going on?" It sounds like
he definitely
a Wale,
got some Wale vibes.
Man, you need to go like, listen to that Finally Champion. His other project.
I'm gonna check it.
That's like the full.
I'm gonna check it out, man, and hopefully we'll definitely get it in sometime this year when he stopped ducking me.
Yeah, and
for sure.
Rock snack of the week is going to be Anna Lordy, Lorde. Look for her on Instagram. She is.
Oh my.
Oh.
Also, as far as on the new music front that dropped, Boogie album came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Rock is looking at me like, who was that? Yes, the Shady signee from L.A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boogie. So his album is out right now. Heard.
Indeed.
Eminem
has a verse
on like,
there.
Like some soulful.
The
like,
floorboard and the morgue's morgue and the smorgasbord.
Yeah,
and
you
the
hear
whore
that? I don't know what's going on with that. But
you gotta hear that Eminem verse.
People were saying like the cover didn't match the music because they said the cover of the album is like real gang banging or whatever. Like,
oh, it's too real.
Well, here it is right here. This is the.
Well, they can't see it.
No, I'm showing you though.
Everything's for sale. Cover. It's a bunch of red
of his album.
Guys in red at a funeral.
The floorboard of a Ford Taurus.
So it's like a real blood funeral.
But okay. But it's supposed to be like real soulful and like some live instrumentation or whatever and things like that. So
Man, we also forgot to mention during this halftime of some game being played on Sunday. It's going to be Halftime Heat on the network as well.
Halftime Heat's coming back
as well as YouTube. It is going to be an NXT. Six-man tag.
Is it empty? Oh, wow. Yes, it is not going to be.
That would be cool.
It's Ricochet.
The ABC is not going to be playing this. It is not going to be playing during halftime. Yeah. You have to go.
Is that the is that Chris D'Elia?
Yeah. He's got a new one.
He does have a new one in the garage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he did a new one. Designs and foxes. Designs and foxes. Listening to the locks. Did he say I'm listening to the locks? Oh, the boxes. Right in my garage with a bunch of large cars inside of the barge. He's trying to act like the Eminem cypher.
So
he's trying to act like the cypher.
I just dug up from him in the cypher.
That's proving he's the GOAT. That's every Eminem verse the past like year and a half.
Bannigans.
The six-person main event.
Using too many napkins.
Oh, yeah. Who are the competitors?
For halftime, we're going to have a team of Aleister Black, Ricochet, and Velveteen Dream taking on Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, and Adam Cole.
Baby!
All right, so let's cue it up. Let's
Wait, 1 second, because you never got – I just want to – what was the large news? You said
Oh, yeah. So
give us that large news.
So with Lars Sullivan, man, he's been battling anxiety prior to debuting on the main roster. He's originally from Colorado, so prior to his debut, he had a really terrible anxiety attack, and they sent him back to Colorado for a second to regroup. Now on his personal page, because he has a personal page with his real name, and then he also has a page as Lars Sullivan, he did mention, speaking in third person, he said that Lars is fine, and everything will continue to go according to plan. He said, just y'all wait and watch. So rest assured, he'll be making his main roster debut soon, and he'll be back hitting people with that freak accident. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yo, that's what's up. I'm glad to hear positive things about that. You know, anxiety is a big thing. A lot of people deal with that.
Mental
health. You know, just to be a star and have to deal with the anxiety, especially about getting the major push up on the big brand. You know, I'm wishing
we talked about that. So I
wishing
definitely
him luck with that.
I hope he does well and makes it. And I hope they continue to give him another chance and not be like, sorry, we just, you know. Because things move fast in sports entertainment, man.
Right. They really do. Push them up.
But the person who needs chances is Samoa Joe.
Here we go. We end with this. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders off the mat. Let's go.
For it's Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, and Mustafa Ali, who've all come out here wanting a piece of the WWE Champion Daniel Bryan.
Everybody out here
Joe.
Talking about waiting in lines, asking for permission. I ain't asking for permission. I came to put a champion to sleep. And I suggest all four of you get out of my way. And trust me, Randy, I know I need to size up with you. And when I defend,
and then
the
Randy's face, he goes
me,
like,
"Gonna come from nowhere." Jeff, I already put you out. I don't even know why you're out here right now.
Keep on talking.
Hey, do me a favor. Why don't you act like this is an AA meeting and you shut your mouth while I'm sharing with the group?
And then Randy goes,
"Yeah, Randy likes laughing."
I think it really
you out here, a boy among men. And I'm going to tell you what. You got so lucky at the Rumble, so I know you're going to come out here and run your mouth about how bad you are. But let me give you a little bit of a reality check. You see, Mustafa, you said that my eyes don't lie. Well, your eyes don't lie either, because last week, they were closed real tight when I put your simple ass to sleep. And AJ... Hey, man, be honest with me. How's our old girl Wendy doing?
Boom!
Boom goes the dynamite. Ladies and gentlemen.
Mic drop.
That is the show. Mic drop. We out.
Peace.
Ow. In the annals of history.
That one? Stop. Stop.